with firm faith. Now successful in all his purposes, he thought about what he had heard, O King, and replied to the Lord as follows. Sri Narada Uvacha. Namastasmai Bhagavate Krishnaya Malakirtaye Yo Dhanye Sarvabhuta Nam Avyayo Shatihi Kalaha. Translation. Sri Narada said, I offer my obeisances to him of spotless fame, the Supreme Lord Krishna, who manifests his all attractive personal expansion so that all living beings can achieve liberation. Purport. Sri Sridhar Swami remarks that Narad addressing Sri Narayan Rishi as an incarnation of Lord Krishna is perfectly appropriate in accordance with the following statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ete chams kalha pumsa krishna stu bhagavan swayam. All of the above mentioned incarnations, including Narayan Rishi, are either planetary portion or portions of the planetary portion of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. In his commentary on this verse, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Narayan Rishi, asking, why do you offer obeisances to Krishna instead of me, your guru, who am standing before you? Narad explains his action by saying that Lord Krishna assumes all attractive incarnation like Narayana Rishi to end the conditioned soul's material life. By offering obeisances to Lord Krishna, therefore, Narad honors Narayana Rishi and all other manifestation of Godhead as well. This prayer of Narad is essential nectar as he has extracted from the personified Veda prayer, which themselves were churned from the sweet ocean of all secret of Vedas and Puranas. As the Gopal Tapani Upanishad Parva 50 says, therefore Lord Krishna is the supreme Godhead. One should meditate on him, relish the taste of reciprocating loving exchanges with him, worship him, and offer sacrifice to him. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unminitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyasta Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I have heard few devotees while talking on this section of Srimad Bhagavatam has expressed that this section of Bhagavatam is really difficult. And this is out of their sheer humility. So, for the purpose of explaining a point, I may put them in the category of, say, Madhyam Adhikari. And there is another two category. This category of Bhagavatam feels that Bhagavatam from the beginning till end is the same. How is it? For one, it is a stream struggle. They don't understand. because you can't understand Krishna if you want to understand intellectually. And the other section, for them it is rejuvenating, refreshing and enlightening exercise. So, either these devotees are Kanishta or Uttam. As far as my situation is concerned, one line will convey what I feel about this section. When I was going through the whole chapter, I realized if I put this in my words, Raste bhar ro ro ke humne poochha paon ke chhalon se basti kitni dur basadi dil mein basne walon ne. Now this is an Amal Puran, supposed to be nectarian. Why do we not relish when it comes to the prayers and glorification of the Lords? The other day, on 10th, on 11th Sunday, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj explained what is needed to be explained with regard to this chapter so wonderfully and beautifully. And nothing need to be told after that. But for our purification, we are trying to discuss. One day I was traveling with His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu. And I sat in his car, and as the moment I sat in his car, he said, Roni Nandan Prabhu Sangha. I said, what? Kaipan Sangha. So I said, I have been talking to some devotees during this month, and maybe for 8-10 time I have spoken this, so I will repeat the same thing what I have been talking. So Sangha, Sangha. So I told him, I liked one conversation of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when a question was asked to him, Maharaj, or maybe I have also spoken this, because this has become my habit, so I am repeating again. Maharaj, sometime devotee feel very discouraged. How? They prepare, they do their best, they discuss the Krishna Katha, they try and preach devotee. And what happened, Maharaj, that they are not able to make a single person Krishna conscious. So Maharaj gave a very serious reply. You should have faith in the process. It will never go waste. So devotee is listening very. By your sincere endeavor, I am guaranteeing that one person will take Krishna consciousness very seriously. And that is you. So this is the encouraging factor when we talk and discuss. So Madhavananda Prabhu told me, yeah, this is very nice. You should remind me this every 2-3 months whenever we meet. The process of discussing Krishna Katha is not really for others, it is for us. So, this is another encouraging. I had all the reason for not giving this class. I was praying because Madan Gopal Prabhu wanted me. Today at this point in time, I was supposed to be sitting in a train taking me to Amravati. And I told him that I have a Bhagavatam class. So, yeah, don't worry about, I'll manage with Baldev Prabhu. Somebody else will give the class. But he could not do that. So I'm here in front of you. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada has given us the process of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And why? No matter how many times you hear, puni puni kitne hi sunay sunay. And to the extent we are serious and sincere, we relish. In this section of Bhagavatam, there is a flashback after flashback. Sudha Goswami was present when Parikshit Maharaj was told Bhagavatam at the bank of Ganga by Sukadeva Goswami. Now, Sudha Goswami is in Naimisharanya discussing with the sages. A question came of the discussion, how can the Vedas directly describe the Supreme Absolute Truth who cannot be described in words? Just the other day, Maharaj also told us, it is something like Prabhupada, he was repeating, that how can we see a spiritual thing with our material eyes? So if we go by this principle, the Baddha Jiva of Kali Yuga has no hope. We all have material body, we all have material eyes, we have all material ears. So if we go by this principle, then what is the hope for us? It is by Nityam Bhagavata Seva we purify and our consciousness become spiritual. This is the spirit behind. So the question was answered by Sukadeva Goswami. The same question was asked by Narad to Narayana Rishi. Where? At the village Kalpa. And Narayana Rishi answered this question again at the place Janaloka. The same question was asked, he narrated an ancient discussion. And O Narad, so Narad must be wondering, when all the sages like poor Kumara and the other sages were present, where was I? So before he asked that question, Narayana Rishi said, at that particular time you were travelling in Swetadeep, visiting Lord. And Sanananda described, answering this question, the nature of Absolute Truth. At the time of dissolution, everything goes within Lord, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And He is asleep. When the need of the second creation is seen, then the Vedas comes from the breathing of the Lord. And the Vedas recite prayers, glorifying for what purpose? So that the conditioned soul may get released from the bondage. This is the background. And these are the same Vedas. Pralaya payodhi jale dhatvam asi vedam vihita vahitra charitram akhedam keshavadrita meena sharira jaya jagadisha. At the time of when everything was water and the Vedas was literally drowning, at that time Lord took the incarnation of fish and protected the Vedas. From Srila Prabhupada teaching we understand Krishna is our well-wishing friend and our father. And Vedas are our mother. How mother wakes up as sleeping son sensitively. Now, Lord is Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. This service of waking up the Lord is a very purifying. And if we get sleep while we are not interested, then it is our durvagya. This is our misfortune, that we are not relishing this service when being performed. Then, also Srila Prabhupada's book, we are repeatedly told, are like gold, sona. Or, jab uske bare mein discussion ho raha aur humko sone ki aadat padi ho, then can, again, it can be a serious durvagya. But we should not be so much worried. Then what is the hope for us? Because so many options has been given right in 12th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You must fix your mind in me with devotion. If you can't do that, you follow regulative principle for devotion. If you can't do that, then you work for me. You can't do that, then you offer result of your work to me. If you can't do that, cultivate knowledge. And if you can't do that, then you engage in meditation. And if not meditation, then renunciation of your fruits of action. Srila Prabhupada made it very simply. To the extent, if you are offering a toilet paper in the service of the Lord, your life can be perfect. So this is the hope. It is not necessary for us to know the process of how a cheesecake or a gulab jamu is made by Damodar Prabhu. It is not important. What is important, can I be an instrument? Can I be an assistant? Can I get the ingredient? Can I clean the ingredient? Can I pay for it? Can I tuck the buttons in the kurta of a cook? Just the other day I heard a very, very nice video of Sishashtakam Prabhu. He was glorifying Stoka Krishna Prabhu. Even his duty was to tuck the buttons of brahmacharis. Any button is broken in any brahmacharis kurta. And the details of the service was very exemplary. He had our brahmachari sitting here today also have different shades of saffron. And he had different shades of color of threads. So that he can match when any kind of a button is broken in a particular brahmachari's cloth. So we can go into detail. If not that, then we can appreciate that someone is engaged in service. If not that, then we can honor the cheesecake or a gulab jamu with a grateful heart. And by this process, when we are perfectly situated, then we will be able to sometime appreciate the whims of the Lord. I call it whims because I heard this from His Grace Gauranga Prabhu. Generally, we have heard the will of the Lord. Right? So in different contexts this is. On 25th February 2011, at 1 o'clock in the night, my daughter Brinda Manjari tells me that to make a cheesecake tomorrow early in the morning, I need at least 2 dozens of lemon. She was making a huge quantity for her would-be in-laws. And 1 o'clock in the night, it was pretty difficult, but I went around, could not find. One fellow I found that he was shutting down his pav bhaji shop, and I told, do you have some leftover lemon? Somehow I got at 1:30. She prepared right from morning, 5 o'clock, because I was supposed to go to the hospital at 1:30 in the night. I went. Everything absolutely was ready by 11:30, ready to be carried in, and everything was done. At 12 o'clock, the same nectarian thing became poison. How on 26th morning at 12 o'clock, my mother departed. So, whatever was cooked was left. So if we are in the right consciousness, then we will be able to appreciate and understand the whims of the Lord. Otherwise, we will always be disturbed. 50 years ago, I was just going through a chapter of passing away of Bhishma Dev. 50 years ago, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada has written a one line which will go for 10,000 years. If we can remember that. Without any argument, we should accept. No, I repeat. The best policy is to accept the will of the Lord without any argument. In this section, and any time you apply, whether you are a grihastha or brahmachari or a manager or a president or whatever, if you remember this line, the best policy is to accept the will of the Lord without any argument. This is the... And when we get little complicated subject, so it is not very important that we should know. Just the other day, some brahmachari was giving class and he saying, it is not very important that we should know what we have eaten in last 30 years. What was the menu? The point what he made was very striking, that whether at that particular time we were nourished. Our nourishment is what? That by consuming that food, our body is healthy. And when it comes to a spiritual matter, whether our lifestyle after hearing that conversation or reading the conversation, hearing that or seeing that our life has changed or we are better person, that is in a spiritual content. That is nourishment. A cook never ever feels that what kind of these people are bums. They don't even know to cook a gulab jamun or a cheesecake. No. The cook always takes a great joy when others are enjoying the food cooked by it. So, throughout his life, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent in chanting and dancing the glories of the Lord. And after 17,999 slokas, the last sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nama Sankirtanas Yasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. The essence of all is to chant the holy name of the Lord. Then why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, other Acharya to write books? And they did a wonderful job. They presented the essence of the Vedas. Nana Shastra Vicharanek Nipuno Sad Dharma Sansthapako. Ready-made platter. They have given us the essence of the Vedas. And the purpose of all these descriptions by all Acharya or all Parampara, so that we can understand the importance of the chanting and dancing. And if we repeatedly hear, recite and remember, of course it is difficult in this age of Kali Yuga to do that. But in this section, what the Lord says, quoting Gopal Tapani Upanishad, by remembering Krishna, an impure person can become pure. Who follow no vow, become a strict follower of vow. And a person who is desireless can have desire to serve the Lord, and one who has studied no Vedic mantra can become an expert knower of Vedas just by remembering Krishna. This is the power of remembering. So how we can remember? First of all, we have to hear and then follow. The follow is of three types. One follow is that you hear, you read, and you see. That follow is your understanding. The other follow is what you read, what you heard, you do anusaran or anukaran or live a life. That is another follow. Or the third one, if you don't follow the second, then you fall low.
84 lakh species of life fall low. So what is the hope for us? To understand the purpose of the Vedas and will of the Lord. What is the will of Lord? Patram pushvam phalam toyam yome bhaktya. Man manama bhakto magya ji mam namaskaru. Sarva dharman paritajya mam ekam. Yat karosi. All these are the desire of the Lord if you want to perfect your life. And if we want to perfect our life, then we'll have to take shelter of the authorities. Then we will be able to understand the whims of the Lord. Through the process of chanting and Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, you cannot really separate the two. Now, we have a choice what we should remember. The subject matter may three category. The subject matter of our remembrance will either disturb us, number one. Number two, degrade us. Number three, deliver us. So we will discuss these three with some example. Subject matter, how even a sincere, serious devotee can be disturbed. We are narrating an example from Ramayana. How Bharat was disturbed. When he landed in Ayodhya from his Nanihal, when he came to know what Kekai has done, he was terribly disturbed. He was angry. He didn't know. He had almost rejected his mother. And he remained disturbed throughout the time he was approaching to meet Lord Shri Ram. And he landed up at the ashram of Bharadwaj Muni. And till this time, he was annoyed. And he was carrying this. Now, a sadhu knows everything. Bharadwaj Muni, you know, in our college, I don't know whether this trend is prevalent now. If any boy is found with a new girl, the other boy will say, why didn't you get me an intro with this girl? This was the trend. Today it is considered very low. You can't talk to yourself. And something like this, in this section of Ramayana, a saint is asking Bharat, तुम ये तीन माताओं का मेरे से परिचय नहीं कराओगे? Will you not introduce me these three ladies? What a saint has to do with the ladies? But never try to judge the activity of a saintly person. He had a great purpose. So Bharat says, looking at Kausalya, you're looking at that lady who appears to be a bag of bones. She is the mother of Ram. And the other one leaning on her shoulder is just like a tree who has no flower or no fruits. And that lady happens to be the mother of Lakshman and Shatrudhan, and her name is Sumitra. And the third lady, he didn't even look at her. And he tells, the other one, who is the killer of her husband, who has sent her two sons to the forest, and she considers herself to be a beauty personified, but she is arrogant personified. I will not introduce her as my mother because she is the mother of all my miseries. She is Kekai. This was Bharat's mood while introducing. And this is exactly what Bharadwaj Muni was waiting to hear from Bharat. Because he had a purpose. So disturbed, he was remembering what had happened, and this caused lot of disturbance to Bharat. So Bharat, Dwajmani tells him, Bharat, it is true that what Kekai has done is wrong. But your relationship with her is not wrong. You are her son. Secondly, by your action, words, neglect, anger, and many other ways, you have already punished her enough. And now, you are not only hurting her, you are hurting yourself. You are carrying a burning coal in your pocket, which is burning your own body. Her past behavior is destroying your present. Chama mahan vyakti ko aur bhi mahan banati hai. Aur ghrna ek kamjor vyakti ko aur bhi kamjor banati hai. Ek Chinese kahawat hai. If you are revengeful, if you are inimical, then you are preparing for two kafuns. One for yourself and one for the other party. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj so many times has reminded us that for a good relationship, it is whether amongst the devotees or in the ashram or husband wife or colleagues, for a good relationship, the best formula is to forgive and forget. So what we should remember and what we should not. So we heard the glories of what can happen if we remember Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we are remembering bad thing, then what would be our situation? So this is one part. How Bharat was disturbed and how he was saved because he was in Radhana. The second part is degrade. If we remember something what we should not, that will degrade us. One thing will disturb us, the other thing what we should not remember will degrade us. Just during this year, maybe in the beginning of this year, Bhaktivedanta Hospital had arranged a doctor's program in a five-star hotel where His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, many other devotees, doctors, 300 plus doctors were present. And because of my previous conditioning, I enjoyed one part of the clip which was played at that particular time. And next to me was sitting my wife Devi Priya. When the clip was played in the audience for some purpose to convey, and the dialogue of the speaker, I was able to tell Devi Priya 2 seconds before that person was speaking. Uff, tumhare usool, tumhare adarsh. Love, 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 love. And that went on for 1 minute. And I spoke with perfect pause, commas and full stop. Why I could do that after 40 years? Because for continuous 18 days when the movie was released, from 11 to 2, because I was studying in a college where if you produce your identity card at the ticket counter, you get your ticket of balcony for 50 paisa. So after the college is over, I was inside the hall with all my friends, continuous 18 days, we were watching this movie. And 19th day, I had no money, 50 paisa. And when you contemplate with the object of senses, you get disturbed when it is not fulfilled. So many times it has happened in our life. Dhyayato visyan punsa sangat se upajayate, sangat sanjayate kamat, kamat krodha vijayate. Krodhat bhavati sammoha. So if we remember wrong subject matter and we spend our time in accumulation, bhogeshwarya prasakta nam taya parhata chetstam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhuna. No. Is it correct? Yeah. The resolute determination to the lotus feet of Lord doesn't take place if you are too attached to all these kinds of. So what we should remember? And what can deliver us? Not necessarily that we should know the entire 28 slokas of Shruti or Vedas. The essence, if we know, Prabhupada has given us unlimited services. If you cannot do this, do this. Das, dasanu das. So I am taking this opportunity to speak here. Something, by remembering, it is a very purifying, delivering and enriching process. When you think, I got a offering of His Grace Govind Prabhu in glorification of Srinath Ji. And in that, I read one of the part of the glorification was, he was a hard negotiator. I'm going to talk next 10 minutes about Srinath Ji Prabhu and then we'll conclude. He was a hard negotiator. When I read that line on that day, I don't know what happened. My eye became wet. Previous day, the news had come. And we just sat down and we said, we don't really know actually what we have lost. And the next day, my eyes were wet. Because I went into a flashback of 35 years ago. When a tall man was visiting Friday program. First time I had seen this personality. And he started by, for the first time I heard him something different than what I had heard before. And that was, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav Rakshamam. This was his favorite. Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav Pahi Mam. And he was singing with great enthusiasm. And I was playing an untraditional mridanga for him. So we had eye contact. He was looking at me. That was the introduction. The program was over. Friday I am talking about. And both the side of Vrindavan Natwar temple at Khar, Friday, we had our dry fruit presentation boxes stacked. And we had deliberately covered them so it should not be seen by. But somehow because of the fan, one portion of the chadar came down. So while leaving, Srinath Ji Prabhu asked me, what is this? I do a part-time business of dry fruit presentation boxes with my brother. Oh, we also buy. And that was Diwali time. Friday, Diwali time. So I kept quiet. So why don't you come tomorrow and show us these? So I said, all right. And I knew when someone offer, it does not mean that you should accept that. So I, during the dinner prasad, for me the matter was over. But Srinath Ji Prabhu, after finishing the prasad, he said, so, when are you coming tomorrow? So I said, I'll come sometime. No, no, no. You know how Srinath ji Prabhu. Huh? No, you come tomorrow. So what about 9 o'clock tomorrow? So I said, all right. I could not say. So all right, I'll come. So here, I spoke to Mahaprabhu, should I? Mulane, now you have told. And when I was going to leave him in his car, he again told me, so see you at 9 o'clock. So I went to his office. I was there. 9 o'clock, I showed, he called his manager, who is also presently working. They are also into business and be regularly by, just see his samples. So I saw. So the manager said, this is a traditional thing, everybody is supplying. You give us something which is exclusive. So I had one thing in mind, and I told him that a new item this year has come from a company called Prince Plastic, which is a revolving tray, and you will certainly like it. I'll be back in 1 hour time. That day I had taken, this was my part-time business, I had taken leave that day and I showed back. I left that particular sample, everybody liked. Manager, the assistant and Srinath ji Prabhu. I'm really, to bring you to a particular level, so I'm going to detail. I left, the manager told me, you leave this sample. What is the price? I said, the X is the price. So, all right. Now, I'm called on Monday. So, we are giving you order for 48, provided X is the price. Right, fine. Monday, I go back again, and I'm told by the manager, I will tell you his name. I told the manager that we are getting this for not the price what you have quoted. We are getting about much lesser, about say 10 rupees lesser. Fine, this is exactly, it should be like this, because I am directly going to that person, bringing it to you. Then I'm keeping my margin, and then this is how. Because I had left that sample, the box, manager also directly contacted the supplier. The phone number was also written. So the discussion was taking place. So I said, so whether I'm supplying to you or not, I'm fine with it. No, you just tell Nanji Prabhu this is the reason. I'll have to tell him the whole reason. Then I told him, this is what has happened, and I was given, so I have placed an order over him. But even if you want to take it from me for 10 rupees lesser, you take it. Because I have already placed that order, because Friday you said, you like it and you take it. So, Naji Prabhu told his manager, you go. Now tell me, what is the problem? Well, I got the order on Friday, I placed the order, and I left the sample here, and I purchased dry fruit. I'm ready with supply, because you want day after tomorrow on Wednesday. So I'm ready with everything, but I'm told now that my price is high at this point. And my eyes, because the way he was asking, my eyes were probably wet. And to my surprise, my eyes were only wet, he started crying. I forgot my order. When I read this appreciation of Govinda Prabhu, I reflected back 35 years. What kind of a negotiator he is? Naji was 500 crore turnover company 35 years ago. Was a big amount. A chairman was talking. When he was dealing with devotees, when he was, all other consideration was slide. Whether I supplied or not, that is a different matter. What I remember all these years, he was a softest person inside. Any time whenever he has expressed his way differently, he has always tried to make it up by something or the other. Because he was basically a soft person. When I was going to, by the way, the manager's name is Mr. Durai Swami. He still works with him and we are very, very close friend. And when we were going to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj just 5 years ago to give a card of our wedding, daughter's wedding, we were standing for a long time, Vrindavan Kumar, Brindamanjari, my wife Devi Priya, Baldev, we were all standing for a long time. And Naji was sitting. So Maharaj signaled us that we should come inside. So Naji, Sri Naji Prabhu was sitting. So we gave the card, requested Maharaj. We were having nice conversation. And after everything was over, we came out. Naji Prabhu followed me. Just the other day on 11th, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was glorifying Sri Naji's contribution at his house. And he was also mentioning how his Maharaj's father also likes Sri Naji Prabhu. And he mentioned that my father says that I know this person by the name of Dr. Narendra Desai. His father is 93. Maharaj's father, and he's talking about Srinath Pratikari, that this person knows everything about everything. This is how Maharaj was glorifying Srinath Prabhu. And he, when we came out of Maharaj's room, he just told me to wait. And he said, you know what? Aapke Marwadiyon mein baal katte hain, bachon ke? 1 saal ki umar mein, yes, katte hain. What do you call that? Mundan, yeah. Bola, kuch log apne baal katwate hain ghar mein. You know, ke some people get the haircut at home. Some people go to the nearest temple, right? And some people go to Nasik for Mundan. And the ultimate of Mundan is considered is Tripati Balaji. This is Srinath Prabhu's description. What I'm trying to say, that what Maharaj had said, he knows everything about everything. So the ultimate is place for Mundan is Tripati Balaji. And I see from your wedding card that you are having your wedding and reception at Turf Club, which is the ultimate Mundan for wedding expenditure. So how are you managing? And he had a purpose. Again, what he said, can I help you? He mentioned the number, 10, 15 lakh. So, naturally, I had tears in my eyes. Naji, of course, it may be little tight press, but I'm happy. But I'm somehow I'll manage. And when you said, as if I have received. But he did not stop there. Every day he would call, how will Vishnu Priya go? I'm sending a car. Maitli Mataji will call to Devi Priya, how will she go? And they somehow made sure that the 3 days on the wedding time, Srinath Ji Prabhu sent the car for my daughter for traveling wherever she had to go for the program. So, when it came to dealing with the devotees, and now I am coming to the second best part of the story, of the my first story. 30 years ago, when I narrated the somebody, we were sitting in Vishwarup Prabhu's house. Myself, my family, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Priya Mataji, Srinath Ji and Maithili Mataji, and also Mahaprabhu and Sahadevan family. And the discussion came in front of Nadji Prabhu, something about negotiation and something about his tough dealing. So I just said, I know how tough Nadji is. And I narrated the whole story of 35 years ago in front of Nadji and Maithili Mataji. And when I was narrating the story, that Nadji was crying. When I narrated the story, he again started crying with tears in front of all of us. I'm glad that I said that in front of him, that how much I appreciated, how much I respected, in spite of the fact this towering personality presented something else to look, that he may be a very hard person to deal, but inside he was very, very soft. So remembering the activities and the glories of the Lord and His devotees delivers us, purify us. Otherwise, we will be disturbed, we will be degraded, and we will have no hopes. With these few thoughts, I beg from all of you that so that I can remember all good things happened in my life. All how merciful the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is. And so that I can serve my Guru and Vaishnavas in some humble way. This is where we end. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.